Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, everybody. It's Tobin and Leroy here with you. Final hour of the program. Get to our headlines. Brought to you by Doral Volkswagen, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Volkswagen or DoralVolkswagen.com. As we got Florida Panthers hockey tonight, the Cats taking on the Detroit Red Wings. Paul Maurice has announced that Dmitry Kulikov is going to miss the next 5 months. So the injury hits just keep coming for the Cats. I guess going to back-to-back-to-back Stanley Cups is hard.
Yeah.
Yeesh. He has a labral tear, so has to get that fixed. I'm trying to see who's going to be in goal tonight.
In his shoulder?
Yeah. I'd imagine.
Labrum.
It says labral. That's what it said on the thing.
Oh, a labral. That might be the definition of what the tear is called.
Big word for me, dog.
You know what the labrum is?
Labrum's here, isn't it?
It's so your rotator cuff is, I think, four muscles, right? The labrum is the sheath that covers them all, right? It's like a sheath mm-hmm. that kind of covers them all and holds them all in place. So if you tear that, they go in and...
Let's see. Hold on. Doug Plagans tweets out that Sergei Bobrovsky is in net tonight, according to Paul Maurice. So there you go. Bob back in net tonight as the Cats will look to bounce back from their loss to the Flyers. And he's good. Just won one of the NHL Stars of the Week. If you guys are worried about Bob, if he's good or not good, still good. Rest of the team, very banged up. I think Bob's going to have to take everybody swimming in the Russian River or something like this, dude. Because how come none of you guys are ready to play? What's going on here? Too much partying? You know Bob is sitting there like when he's partying and he sees everybody at 11 partying their ass off and he's just sitting there with his seltzer. He's just like, that's going to catch up to him.
He's like sitting there like the older brother like, yep.
Silently judging everyone? Is that what you're trying to say?
Just he knows. He's just like, that's not going to be for nothing.
First of all.
Me and Bob have something in common because when I went to the old wife's company party, I was doing the same thing.
People watching.
Oh, yeah.
But that's what you normally do. You would normally do, Leroy. I'm telling Bob going to 11 is funny because his curfew, his bedtime is probably 11. So him going to 11.
I bet you he had to
no
be.
You think he slept in until 9 the next day?
I think Mrs. Bob probably made him. She goes, go with your friends.
I don't want to go with them.
It's okay to enjoy yourself. He goes, okay, Bobby.
But Ekblad too crazy.
Barkov, he's
keep an eye on him, you know?
Barkov, he just drinks.
Barkov was so lit at that party. Oh my God.
I mean, the crazy thing was Tobin asking him and him just looking like
that poor man.
Just with that look. I don't remember. Mm-mm.
So Bob's in net tonight. You can hear that game on FM 104.3. On AM 560, we'll have the red, white, and pink scrimmage tonight as the Miami Heat getting some of their final tune-ups. That's right, Scooby. That's right.
Scooby got a new phone.
$10 tickets, Scooby. And you guys can, that'll benefit the Baptist Health Miami Cancer Institute. So a great cause tonight. $10 to go watch your favorite basketball team get ready for the season. And the Dolphins, they continue to get ready for the Cleveland Browns. Mike McDaniel, he spoke earlier today, and he was asked, hey, Mike, what do you think about the job you've done so far?
You've got a 29-28 regular season record as Dolphins coach. I'm wondering how you view the Mike McDaniel era of Dolphins football to this point.
Whoa, I'm not in the mindset of reviewing eras. I don't think my job title lends anybody to benefit by me sitting back and reflecting upon. I have problems to solve. My job is a problem solver, quite literally. There's new issues to address and attack. And I'm very much focused on, you don't control necessarily the circumstance or situation entirely on your own ever in life. I'm trying to be the very best head coach for this team who needs their coach to be focused on the stuff that they actually can contribute of value to them, which is preparation, conviction, detail on their craft, and ability to communicate how all individual pieces connect to one. And that's I don't mean to not have something good to say. Quite literally, I would just be talking. I'm focusing trying to win a game versus.
Oh my God, that's it. Hold on. I was just getting ready to say he's just talking.
He's incredible.
And he just said
he's incredible.
I'd just be talking.
So you understand when I say that it needs to be articulated better? I'm telling you, that was a shot at him. He was taking a shot at his coach.
Let's hit him with some things here.
-1 for rambling, for deflecting, for propaganda, for stumbling, for making it weird, fraud, for fraudulence.
Jesus.
I feel like you can just keep going.
Yeah, if I would just sit here, I would just be talking. What have you been doing for the last, Mike, literally in the last 2 minutes, what have you been doing?
For annoyance.
If I would have been in the room, I would have walked out so fast.
No, dude.
Him saying that, the audacity, really.
I'm just like.
The audacity.
I have learned that there's a couple of things I can't do. Right?
The temerity.
I can't do pressers. I can't be in the guy because I'll be a guy in the back going, really?
Come on, dude.
You know, like, because when me and Tobin go places, I have to comment. Could you imagine me in the back of that room?
What do you mean evaluate? If I took my time doing that, I would just be sitting here talking. What if you I guess you're right, Mike. You got me there.
I would ask him,
what would we
do with Chris Greer? How would you imagine you fix the offense and defensive line problem? Because you're a problem solver. That's your job.
Right.
So going into the year, knowing that you had two rookies who was going to have to play, that's not problem solving. That's just kind of adding and hoping. Like, to me, coaches should never hope. Right. You should never go into a situation with your vast amount of knowledge on said sport and never have to say, hope it works out.
For hoping.
And they've done that, right? Both Chris Greer and Mike McDaniel at two positions, maybe even cornerback, right? So three positions. Maybe even safety. It worked out at safety, but you didn't really, right? You were just trying to patch that up.
Worked out at safety until they needed their safety, their poor rookie safety, to make a stop last week on intangibles, and he got, roasty toasted.
So my issue is that half of the problems you have created with your decision making, as far as roster construct.
Remember, you remember when Mike just the initial reaction to Perk's question, just like listen to him being shook out of his shoes.
He was startled by that question.
Like, he was just whoa.
You've got a 29-28 regular season record as Dolphins coach. I'm wondering how you view the Mike McDaniel era of Dolphins football to this point.
Whoa, I'm not.
Whoa.
It's like he got it's like he just took a bong hit. Like, whoa.
Hold on, dude. Whoa. Let's say things we can't take back.
Only thing that was missing was the coffin.
This
coffin and the smoke.
Yeah. That was the opposite of when he did this.
You know, I anticipated this question.
That also, he even responded. That sounded like they had a winning record with that response.
Yeah, when you're winning, you can anticipate right. questions. Oh, when you're losing.
Whoa, Perk. I thought we was cool, baby.
You've got a 29-28 regular season record as Dolphins coach. I'm wondering how you view the Mike McDaniel era of Dolphins football to this point.
Whoa, I'm not in the...
He's flabbergasted. He's like...
He's like, he just got hit with a haymaker. He's like stumbling back, looking for the standing eight count. Whoa. Man.
No, that's when you go, whoa, and you shake your head. I'm all right. Didn't even hurt me.
Didn't even hurt me there, Perk. Maybe my feelings a little bit.
Hey, man. Like, I think we just make ourselves either madder or more miserable asking players and coaches to try to explain this. Because when you try to explain things, you only get yourself into more trouble. The reality is they 1-5 and they got to do something about it. But why are you here? Because people want answers as to why you're here or what has gone wrong. And every time you try to give reasons as to why you are where you are when it's not good, right, you end up getting in more trouble. Everybody, coaches, players, you're just getting more trouble. So I don't know if anybody should ever answer. The reality of it is here's what our record is. We got to play better. We haven't played well enough to win games. And that's it. Move on.
Take a break. More to come. Back after this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It's Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame members Rush just announced their 50-something tour. If you guys want to see them and grab a chance for you and a guest to win a flyaway to see the legendary band at Madison Square Garden in New York City, the prize includes tickets to the show, round-trip airfare, and a two-night hotel stay. Don't miss out. Enter now at WQAM.com. This is a national contest. Get to a little 15 minutes of game day uncensored here on the show, which is brought to you by the Lexus TX. Room for all your passions and three rows of luxurious comfort. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer. And do with this what you will. This could be something. Could be nothing.
What sport?
Football.
Okay.
The Miami Dolphins. So, familiar with the... why am I asking Leroy? I know the answer is no. Vlad, are you familiar with Ricky Scoops on social media?
No, I haven't heard about this Ricky Scoops.
I feel like you've spoken about him before, right?
Who is this Ricky Scoops?
Ricky Scoops is a rogue NFL insider.
Rogue?
He is a guy who drops trade nuggets on the internet and then just kind of posts and dips, right? And he's his avatar is a dog with a red NFL cap on. This is the Insider's logo, just so everybody can get a look. That's Ricky Scoops.
Very legit.
Very, yeah. You could understand why people would be skeptical. But Ricky Scoops, he's back scooping. Because the last time Ricky Scoops was back in fold was the Micah Parsons trade. And he was one of the ones to I believe he was the one to first have it on the internet that Micah Parsons was getting traded to the Green Bay Packers. And then he had this whole thing that's it. I'm riding off into the sunset. And the trades don't get bigger than that. But here's the thing, dude. The internet, it's an insatiable beast. So now he's back. And he's decided it's trade season. I want to scoop some people because I'm Ricky Scoops. So he's been tweeting out some rumors. It's like he throws out a Jacoby Myers rumor. Raiders might be moving on from Jacoby Myers. That's cool. Whatevs. Patriots on the phone looking for another wide receiver.
Oh, he might go back?
Maybe. But then Ricky Scoops, 18 minutes ago, tweets out the Miami Dolphins.
You can't be unsupervised during breaks.
What do you mean?
You need adult supervision during breaks.
I was doing research. It's on Twitter, right. Which means I'm on Twitter.
50 Scoops.
Damn it. Obvious, but still good. So, Ricky Scoops tweets out, the Dolphins are actively shopping Jalen Phillips. A name to watch as the deadline approaches. Sounds like Miami is ready to move him. Teams are also calling about Bradley Chubb, Jalen Waddle, and Devon Achan.
That's not true.
You can't say that's not true. It's Ricky Scoops.
He might listen. I can understand why those teams are calling.
If I'm a Dolphins fan, at some point you got to keep somebody.
At some point, you have to keep somebody, but remember what his tweet was. Teams are calling about. It says the Dolphins are actively shopping Jalen Phillips. That's what they're doing. Mind you, it's the last year of his contract. And
he can't, for some reason, he...
Correct. And then other teams are like, well, we're talking about Jalen Phillips. Keeping that Achan? So that's what's going on. It could be something. Yeah.
I'm not giving up Achan. I'm not giving
could
up
could be nothing.
Waddle. Everybody else, I'm not giving up Achan. I'm not giving up Waddle. I'm not giving up Patrick Paul. Not giving up Sealer. Not giving up.
So you're not giving
two
up any
young guys.
You're not giving up any of your good players, is what you're saying.
I mean, Jalen Phillips is a good player.
He's a good player. Last year of his deal. I understand why
that,
I would want to move on.
Has, like, you can't keep
with
putting
a ton of injuries. I mean, he's essentially Bradley Chubb.
Yep.
It's exactly
making
where
making a lot less.
No, I'm saying, like, when the Dolphins traded for him, like, that's he's coming off knee injuries, then he had a good year. It's like, you know, so that's where that's at. I'm not surprised to hear that. I'm definitely not surprised to hear Bradley Chubb. He's on a reconstruction. Isn't he on, like, no guaranteed money this year? He completely pay cut this year because of his injuries. And then, like, here's the thing, though, Leroy. Like, if it's over, it's over. Like, what if you get a first rounder for Achan?
No.
Really?
He's your only game changer, dude.
The game's over, dude.
Yeah, but not for this year, maybe.
Yeah.
What do you like? Okay, if you get rid of everybody, right? And say you get rid of all these players and you end up with one first-round pick, 2 seconds, and a third. How long do you think it's going to be to turn this team back, get this team back around?
I don't know. Depends
like,
who's,
I'm
depends
thinking
who's
of this
making
as
the decision.
A fan. I'm thinking of this as a fan. And I don't care about the last 20 or 30 years or whatever, right? I'm thinking, I don't want to ever go to, into a season thinking we have no shot.
Right. I get you.
And if you get rid of, like, your young talent, the problem is they've been old for so long, just bringing guys in and trading out assets.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're going to trade your young assets?
Thinking forward.
You think you're going to find another A-chan?
I don't know.
No, man, I'm not. I'm not. There's probably five or six players,
mm-hmm.
young players, that I'm thinking, hey, you can have everybody else. We ain't talking about these players.
What end about of discussion. First and third.
Huh?
First and a third.
Nobody's going to offer you a first and third.
I didn't say nobody's going to offer. I said, would you take it? Don't change the.
No.
You're being a deflector.
No, I wouldn't.
Okay. What about Waddle? What would you give up for Waddle? Second? Or you keep him?
I'm keeping Waddle.
All right.
Because you what are you going to, like, you understand that you got to replace these guys.
Mm-hmm. Going to replace everybody.
And what are you replacing them with?
I don't know. I don't even know who's going to be making the decisions.
Right. So you just chill for right now.
Chill? That's what they've been doing.
No, they haven't been chilling. They've been making a whole bunch of moves, a whole lot of moves that haven't panned out. I think, well, you can have a fire sale,
mm-hmm.
okay? But you still need to start somewhere.
Yeah, but your fire
sales. Like, you think you could just go into next year's draft and say, I'm going to get another A-chan. I'm going to get another Waddle.
I don't know. When I see where the Dolphins are at right now, it kind of just feels over. Like, you got to just find everything.
Again, it could very well be over, but you still got to have a base.
Mm.
All right. I'll tell you what. I say the Dolphins end up with another top five pick.
Yep.
And here's the problem with the draft. Here's the problem with going into the draft. You don't know what players are going to be highly graded. Right? And if you need so many different positions, this is how you get put in a position of reaching. Because you need a position and you draft high in the draft. So I don't want them to reach either. I want good, sound decisions. Can you get that with this group? I don't know.
This guy picking them? No.
Okay.
But
he's picked good players, but he's also...
He's picked a lot of bad players too.
Yeah, everybody does.
Okay.
The success rate of draft picks is not as great as you think.
His success rate is a lot less than everybody else's.
That's because those guys aren't
And his
here.
Team management is even worse.
Yeah, okay, I got that one.
So would I trust him running a fire sale? Probably not. But I'm just telling you, it's out there.
All right. I'm not trading A-chan. I'm not trading Waddle. And I don't even know if I'd trade for an offensive line for this reason. What has been the hardest position to get? Offensive lineman, right?
I mean,
the only way you get offensive lineman is paying a boatload of money.
Who's the offensive lineman they're going to trade? Like Brewer?
No, I'm just saying. I'm saying I would not trade for an offensive lineman.
Oh, okay. I gotcha.
You're going to have to build it through the draft. If you can get some more draft picks with some of your other guys, but you still got to have your core. You got to have a core. I'm wondering what the hell did they think? If that's on the table now,
mm-hmm.
now you're being cautious with an injured player? Now? If you would have drafted none but healthy players, would we be in this position right now? No.
Yeah, but you know.
I know that's crazy to say. Who gets injured players all the time, though?
That's his thing.
Because they're cheap, baby. They're cheap.
He doesn't.
I can hear you talking right now.
That's not what I say. That's what
they're
he
cheap,
says.
Baby. It's 100. We can get them on sale.
It's 100.
We can get them on sale.
You're gonna have to grow up at some point, though, and pull the plug on this.
No, I'm not saying you don't pull the plug.
You're gonna have to. I'll give you another week.
I'm not saying.
If we lose to Dylan Gabriel, you're gonna have to trade A-chan too.
I'm not saying you don't pull the plug. I'm just saying that there's certain guys I wouldn't trade because you need to start somewhere.
He's legitimately the only guy though. Like who else? Other than your guys on rookie deals. Like who?
Achan. Waddle. I'd keep Waddle. I'd keep the two young guys. It's too soon.
About Waller.
Who trade for Waller?
Huh? Somebody needs a target.
Waller's in a cheap deal. Why would you trade him?
Because you could flip him for a pick.
You ain't going to get nothing but a 6th or 7th round pick for him.
That's more than you have. You just told me last week you were proud of the Browns for flipping Joe Flacco.
Yeah, that was crazy. I mean, right after he had his worst game as a Brown.
Amazing. Bengals, dude. This Duke Tobin. Bengals.
Well, look, it figures. Who would trade for Joe Flacco after the game he had? The Bengals. There you go.
Take a break. Final segment coming on up. Ricky Scoops, dude. Back after this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin,
have you tried it?
I left it in the fridge today. I'll have it tomorrow. I will try the Spritz Vibe Celsius.
Is that the new one?
Yeah. It kind of tastes like retro. And then I have no idea what flavor it is.
Okay. The Miami Heat, they got their red, white, and pink scrimmage tonight. 6 o'clock, we'll have that coverage for you on AM 560. Myself, Solana, and Tommy Tighe will be on the call there. And then on the FM dial, you got Panthers and Red Wings tonight at 7. As the Panthers continue their 5-game road trip, they started off with a loss to the Flyers.
So 2 days away, baby. That's what I need. Save me.
The Canes?
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, I like watching them play.
They have been fun. It's been a fun year. They're deep. They don't really seem to have a weakness as of right now.
No matter what you think, every team has those one or two games where just out of the blue they're tested. And you know it's coming. And I hope that just based on where they are now and how they go about football, being physical and wearing teams down, I hope that is what carries them over the tough patches or those tough games.
Dade South sent me a clip during one of the breaks that Dana White is expecting to contribute to the NIL fund for the Miami Hurricanes. I believe his daughter now goes to the U. And he was saying on, I forget the name of the podcast, it's Steve Kim and Mario Lopez. It's a boxing podcast. I think it's like Standing 8 Count or something like that.
It might be that, but Steve Kim is a major, major University of Miami supporter.
Right. So he was asking Dana White about like, hey, you've been at Canes games. He's at the Notre Dame game. So apparently Dana White is going to be he's been saying that people are hinting that they want some of that Paramount money. Like, Dana White, give us some of that Canes money, huh? Need a new quarterback next year. It's Carson Beck goes in the first round, you know? We need that dough. So we'll see. Bezos hanging out there too? Hey, you don't get to hang out there and not contribute, Bezos.
All right, you got our whale. Michigan already has his whale.
Yeah, you got to choose. You either buy the Marlins or UNIL. One or the other. Not letting you slide either.
Why? We want them to sell the Marlins? I thought we like what they're doing.
Look, I'm fine with them. Hold on. Calm down. I'm fine with them keeping Peter Bendix. But if you're telling me Jeff Bezos can buy the Marlins and not have this old Shermanator there, old penny pincher, oh yeah. I'd be all for that.
Wow.
What?
I'm just saying.
Oh, what? Please.
Money can't always fix it.
Doesn't hurt. Money can't always fix it. Meanwhile, the Dodgers are in the NLCS every year.
I mean, that's baseball. Look at it. Steven Ross has thrown money at it.
Well, then why? That's what we were. I'm sorry, Peter Pan. What sport was it discussing? Cricket?
I mean, all the teams that have the biggest salary, what does it see? Dodgers, they're in it.
Every year.
Every year. But the Yankees, the Mets.
Wait, tell me. They're in the playoffs.
Hmm?
Getting the playoffs is what they're in the playoffs.
Trevor says money doesn't buy you happiness.
Yeah, but they buy you the playoffs.
I tell you what, I try.
Yeah, it doesn't buy you
happiness. I try to be happy with all this money.
No, money doesn't buy you happiness when you do Loria deals, which are like...
It doesn't make you miserable either.
2 years for Wei Yin Chen. He'll definitely opt out. Oh no, he's terrible. We're stuck with him for $80 million. Anyway, so Dana White, chop chop. Send the Kane some dough, dude. Let's go.
Really?
Yeah.
Hey, isn't the fight a month away?
Which one?
Tank and Jake Paul?
It is. It's less than a month away. It's the 14th at the Kasey Center. I saw Tank at the game a week ago. Whatever the what did I go to? I went to Heat Bucks, and he was courtside.
Okay.
Tiny fellow.
Very tiny. Very fast though.
That's gonna look like Sylvester Stallone against Thunder Lips.
No, it's not.
Nah, because that was two intangibles tangling. They were next to each other. Trust me, Jake Paul's going to get peppered in the face. It'll be a lopsided decision.
You think they have agreements?
Of course.
No.
You don't think there's an agreement not to mess up Jake Paul that bad? But, you know.
I don't think because
I think they had an agreement with Tyson.
I don't think he can.
They didn't have an agreement with Tyson.
Okay, guys, they didn't have an agreement with Tyson. You know what the agreement with Tyson was?
Drug Tyson.
Knock him up.
Okay, he's 100 years old, guys. Like, Mike Tyson was 100 years old. Jake Paul was nice to Mike Tyson.
I don't know what I'm saying.
Jake was saying, hey, Mike. There was a time he was talking over, you know, hey, Mike, relax, man. Stop hitting me. Like, you know, don't you want to make money?
No.
I'm just saying.
No.
Mike looks sedated. No man's walking with his ass out like that if he's not sedated.
Isn't cheeks out? That would suggest that he wasn't sedated. I feel like you're ramped up if your cheeks are out.
Nah. Mm-mm.
Look, I understand. Nobody wants to live in a world where Mike Tyson would get his ass kicked.
I felt like
by
I was
Jake
at
Paul.
LA Fitness.
Listen, the old don't care.
The old don't care.
The old will have some cheeks flap out.
And he cares less.
Dude, I was walking
to my
locker.
He's out there looking like Rikishi.
I was walking into my locker, and this old dude, who first of all tried to talk to everybody, right? He reached over to pick up his flip-flops and put them in his bag. Oof. I was like, oh my goodness, what is going on? He tried to say, buddy, before you talk to me, put some drawers on.
Got something else flip-flopping.
No, looked like truck nuts.
Oh my God.
I'm just saying. I'm like, man, wait, I'm almost old.
But no, I don't think there's an agreement. I think that I mean they're supposed to wear bigger gloves, but apparently that was squashed too. And then
that's not helping Jake Paul.
I don't think it is. But Jake Paul's a very big guy. I mean, like, listen, if Gervonta Davis knocks him out, that's going to be an impressive feat.
Dude, let me explain something to you. Jake Paul's a moose.
We're sitting here talking about size.
Size only matters when you are equals.
I understand,
but he's been in fights.
This is the thing that.
He's not a bum. Okay? I'm not saying he's a bum. But he's not at that level of fighter.
Yeah, but the guy's a whole. He's the guy's. 50 pounds smaller than him.
He's all not right. roided.
Who isn't?
Tank's not roided.
No, probably not.
Jake is.
Perhaps.
So you think that Tank is not going to be able to hurt him because of the 50-pound size.
I don't think he's going to be able to knock him out. I don't think he's going to be able to flatline him. Like, everybody wants Tank Davis to go in there and street fighter him and, like, knock him into the – and that's not going to happen. I just want to prepare. Hey. Have I ever been wrong on a Jake Paul fight? Ever? Have I ever been wrong?
No, you've been right.
You've been
I was wrong. No, listen, I was wrong one time.
Oh, wait. I've never dismissed you in the fight game.
Tommy Fury.
Is this accurate?
I said that he would
lose. You said that he would lose to him, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you did say that.
The only time I was ever wrong on a Jake Paul fight was I said he wasn't going to knock out anybody cold, and he did it to Tyron Woodley. And that was the one where everybody was kind of like, did he take a dive there?
I co-cocked him.
That was but he hit him with a monster right hand. I thought that he wasn't going to do that. Like, he wasn't going to Nate Robinson a professional fighter. And he did. That was the only time I was ever wrong on a Jake Paul fight.
But
I think what's going to happen is that Gervonta Davis is going to piece him in the face a lot, whatever the rounds are, and it's going to look ugly because they're one is a big oaf and the other one is a fast, very skilled boxer, but who doesn't throw a lot? Like, he's not like the most volume puncher, but he may feel like this guy's a sitting duck. So I don't know, maybe he goes at it different. It's going to be ugly though. It's not going to be it's not going to be enjoyable.
I just think the two levels of fighter make up for the size difference.
To win a boxing match, yes. To knock him out?
Do we know Jake Paul can take a punch?
He's taking punches from Anderson Silva. He's taking punches from Mike Perry. Like, he's taking punches from some big dudes, dude.
Okay.
You know, like, I don't...
I'm just... Like, look, man.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I think people think, like, oh, this guy, well, he can't take a punch. I'm like, he's not. I mean, he's proven he can take a punch.
Tank is an animal, though, dude.
Dude, you have never, ever, ever had this much faith in somebody 5'5".
No, you're right.
Ever.
You're right.
That's I know what we all want to happen. I know what JFig wants to happen. I know what Vlad wants to happen. I know what I would want to happen. Oh, of course. I just don't think it's going to. Because you want to know why?
Why?
Because he doesn't take fights where that's going to happen to him. He's a very, very smart guy.
Hey. I mean,
in a boxing promoter sense. Not from intelligence
standpoint. I was going
to... You were going to correct him there?
Yeah.
I'll put a caveat there.
I was going to say, like... See, I just think the skilled boxer, but you're kind of making the point is that the skilled boxer is gonna outbox him, but he ain't gonna necessarily.
He could even hurt his face. Like, he could make Jake Paul, like, he could puff up his face. I just don't think he's gonna put him on the canvas. You know, like, he could make him bleed.
I just say it don't take much. You get hit in that knockout button.
Yeah.
And
maybe. Yeah. He and Gervonta, like, he hits hard. Like, I've seen him. I've seen him do workouts. I'm like, yeah.
Are you saying he's flip flopping here?
He's not flip flopping.
A little bit.
He hits hard.
He's saying the
contradicting himself. Maybe
he's saying the things that make me think that he's too much of a boxer with too much power to not be able to hurt Jake Paul.
Yeah, because I don't know what I would love to know from Gervonta, like, hey, who's the biggest guy you've ever knocked out? You know? I think that would be a fascinating thing to know. Like, how
can I get Chili Pepper?
I think that Jake's the underdog. I don't think you can get Chili Pepper. You could probably, I don't know what the action is.
And the knockout?
I don't know. I'll look it up for you tomorrow. We got to go. I'll get some lines for you. That's our show for today, everybody. Again, coming up, you got Hockman Crowder Solana, 6 o'clock on AM 560 is the red, white, and pink scrimmage. Tickets $10. Benefits Baptist Health, Miami Cancer Institute. And then Panthers Red Wings is on FM 104.3. And that is what we got coming up here for you today on QAM. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. We'll talk to you rascals tomorrow.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.